In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Come Wednesday, the church throughout the world will be embarking upon a journey of remembrance of temptations, suffering, and ultimate death that the head of the church would suffer, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come Wednesday, we start Lent, those 40 days and 40 nights in which our Lord Jesus went through probably the most difficult times in his life. St. Luke, in the gospel for today, shows us that in the life of Jesus, everything find their end, their resolution in the crucifixion and in the resurrection of Jesus. On the one hand, our Lord Jesus Christ tells his disciples again that the reason for his journey to Jerusalem is so that the Son of Man, now clearly identified as himself, Jesus, may be treated brutally by the pagan occupying forces and killed and raised on the third day. This, my friends, is so totally outside anything that those who were around him could ever imagine. They didn't want this. They didn't dream of this. And they pondered that they simply can't understand this. Why would a man who saved so many people go through this humiliation and ultimate death? If you are my savior, it means that you should be bigger than any man. Why would you go down to allow these brutal soldiery to take your life? They assume that he was speaking in riddles, but they don't know what the riddle means. They certainly don't think he means it literally. They really didn't know that all of this would be happening to him. They do, however, although he was saying he was going to go through this, they continued to follow him. Why would they? On the other hand, in the gospel for today, we see a beggar who trusts Jesus so completely when offered the chance to scale down his great requests. He goes for the chance of a lifetime and asks Jesus for something, for his sight. And once more, Jesus can tell someone that their faith has been the means of their rescue. Their faith has been the means of their salvation. And the man joins the crowd after he regained his sight, following and praising God. What do we see in this? The disciples can't see why Jesus would suffer. The beggar now sees. The journey is at once puzzling and dark and joyful and bright. Look again at the gospel. It starts with gloom. Jesus is going to suffer. But then before the gospel ends, Jesus makes someone who was suffering see. Someone who couldn't see for years began to see. What do we learn from this gospel today? What do we learn as we go into Lent? We learn this, that wherever Jesus Christ is, people are not only welcomed into the kingdom, but they are healed. Wherever Jesus Christ is, new life is truly given. Healing and joy that are due to appear in God's final new day. Wherever Jesus is, there is excitement, heartfelt praise. There is celebration of God's kingdom. Wherever Jesus Christ is, new life is to be found. Now, 2,000 years after you and I are here for a short time on earth, what do we do? St. Paul tells us today. Though I speak with the tongues of men and have not charity, I am nothing. Faith, hope, and charity, but the greatest of these is charity. Charity is given by Jesus Christ extending it to everyone. Jesus extended his love. Charity is nothing but love. Charity is nothing but God. Charity tells us that if God is in the mix, then things will be different for all of us. God was in the mix for the blind man. He was able to see. And so it is, my friends, Lent will be a time of difficulty, challenges. Lent will be a time when we see in Jesus our own temptations. But because of the love of God, Jesus never fell to those temptations. Next week we are going to see he was promised all the world, but he never gave in. He depended on the guidance of God, who helped him through the challenges of life. What do we learn from this? We are going to be faced with many difficulties in our lives. Many people suffer in body, mind, and spirit. But all of us are called to have what is known as spirituality, connection with something. And in our church, we are connected to the Holy Other, who we call God. God finds himself in Jesus Christ, who we will walk with for the next 40 days and 40 nights, who we saw suffered, and who we know that in our suffering there is going to be something better at the end. That is what the church calls hope. We hope that one day our darkness will be turned to light. The man who was blind for many years had contact with this God in Jesus, and he was able to see at the end of the day. The hope we have is found in the resurrection. After our challenges, after our disasters, there is going to be light at the end of the road, which is resurrection. What is this saying to us? We must look again at ourselves. We must thank God for what he has given to us. We must daily ask God to open our eyes that we may see in others him. We must ask God to use us to reach out to others so that his light may shine in all the world. We say every Sunday, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Problems we will have, challenges we will have, heartaches we will have, but in the end, if we have faith, hope, and believe in God, then we will find peace and joy forever. Amen.